A film that I had a chance to screen just a few days ago, The Stoning of Soraya M., will be released in limited release this Friday, June 26th. The movie is based on real events, starring Jim Caviezel and others. In the aftermath of the Iranian Revolution, a husband grew tired of his young wife, who had borne him two sons and two daughters. Of course, under Islamic law, a man can have up to four wives, but he is obligated to provide and care for each one of them. Interested in a younger bride and unable to afford the added expense of a second wife, he maneuvers his wife into tending house for a recent widower. He then falsely accuses her of infidelity after blackmailing other male villagers, including the mullah, into colluding in his lie. With me now is the man probably most responsible for the fact that this is now a film. It is a film based on a book by the same name, The Stoning of Soraya M., is Steve McAvity. He is CEO of Empower Pictures and executive producer of this film. He has also worked on What Women Want, Payback, Braveheart, and of course, The Passion of the Christ with Mel Gibson. And Steve, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Hey, Nick, it's good to be on Catholic Radio here.
Tell me about the process of how this film came to be made, because you know as well as anyone that making films or any sort of media can be contrived as being anti-Islamic has cost people their lives.
Yeah, it has indeed. Thanks. that's a good way to start the show.
I'm just saying it took a lot. I would assume it took a lot of thought process and careful consideration before deciding to make this film, or did it?
No, it didn't take a lot. I read the script. It just it blew me away. I couldn't put it down. I couldn't believe this actually happened. But at the same time, there was things in the story that I personally could relate to. You know, the fact that just the abuse of people, the abuse of women. Even in our own country, in our own town, the mental abuse, psychological abuse of children, just so many themes in here that are just about regular humanity that just affected me so strongly. And then there's the whole, biblical New Testament similarities that kind of struck me that I thought, wow, this is. This is something else. And then, of course, my name's Stephen, and St. Stephen was the first martyr, and he died by stoning, and I'm reading this script about a stoning. I thought, gee, God, there's just too many things here that who would ever release this film? I can't make this movie, but after about an hour, I just figured I better try, and I tried, and the money came together real fast, and the cast came together real quickly, and
yeah,
but it's their story. It's made by Iranians, and it's their story. We just empowered them to do it,
Yeah, and of course the release comes at such a poignant time in the history of Iran. I know many of the people involved in the film are Iranian. What have they been saying to you in the last couple weeks about how this is all timed out so incredibly poignantly?
Well, they can't. They just tell me I'm such a great producer. How did no? They I think they're just kind of they're speechless. This is so important to them, and with this dire need for freedom in Iran right now, it's just they feel like they're part of something bigger than life, which they are, and this should serve to help. The reformist in a great way. I sure hope it does.
We know that stonings still happen in countries like Iran. We know that honor killings happen. In fact, in the last year and a half, we've had two honor killings right here in America.
Yeah.
But can you...
That's two that we know of, by the way.
That's right, absolutely. Can you compare the portrayal of this village in the film, which was 1986, is that right? 84?
Yeah.
86, to what we know or what we're able to piece together as to what still happens today?
Well, the Washington Post ran an article, I think it was December, about a stoning that was just occurred then in Iran, about three men that were being stoned to death. And one of them actually escaped from the hole, and because he escaped, he was you gain your freedom, but the other two were stoned to death. So as recent as that, we have the Washington Post writing about it. So all these events that happened that are not written about, who knows? But they just came up with last week an edict in Iran to officially ban stoning, and they're putting that before their governmental body, which is quite a coincidence, seeing how our film opens on Friday.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it just came over the wire yesterday. So that's certainly an admission to the fact that stonings are happening there. Then there was one in November in Somalia, which was very, very similar to the one depicted in this film, about a little girl who's 14 years old who was raped and went to the police, and they deemed her impure, and the 1,000 villagers got together and stoned her to death.
Yeah.
So these things happen, but you know it's not it's more in the remote villages. We hope. I don't think it's indicative necessarily of life there, but the abuse of women sure is, and that's what the real story is.
The movie certainly is about all of human rights, but obviously more pointedly women's rights in countries that still practice Sharia law, especially. I told Jim yesterday that I thought one of the most dramatic scenes in the film was when the governor comes in and tells Soraya that she's been accused of infidelity, and asks her to prove her innocence. And she said, "Well, how am I supposed to prove innocence? How do I prove that I didn't do something? You can't prove a negative." And he says, "Well, under our law, if you're accused by a man, a woman must prove that she is innocent. A woman who accuses a man of adultery, she must prove his guilt." And that is still Sharia law in many countries.
It is. And remember, before the revolution, these laws weren't in effect, and women were treated a lot, much more even-handedly with men than they are now. So Iran was going through a pretty strong transformation there. Now it's been 30 years, and the young kids are, been living this for their whole lives. And they don't want it anymore, I guess. I hope.
Yeah, you said in the press notes, "Personally, I get angry every time I watch the movie, but I think it's also empowering for audiences to understand what is really happening. There are bad people in every culture, but it is also exhilarating to see that there are always those who strive to do the right thing." One of the things that I was kind of left with when sitting there after having seen the movie, and the thing that kind of stuck with me was I got angry as well. Not the first time I've gotten angry after watching a film, but with this film, I kind of felt like I didn't know what to do with that anger, because as this revolt in Iran has shown, even the might and power of the President of the United States and the full force of allied Western countries hasn't really been able to affect any sort of change in this crackdown on protesters. So what am I supposed to do about stonings that still go on in Iran? I kind of feel angry, but powerless to really affect a change.
And as an individual, you probably are powerless to affect a change. But as a group, we can. And I think it's right now you're affecting a change by getting people to go out and see the movie.
Yeah,
I think
that
is doing will do a tremendous amount of good. It's educating people, which is very important. We have to know who we're dealing with. And what that world is like. Again, I don't want everyone to go away thinking that they're stoning people to death everywhere in Iran. It's not an everyday event. But certainly, the knowledge that women are second-class citizens is crucial, and that they really don't have any rights, and they have to keep their faces covered, and they can't speak up. And it's law, and the government is demanding this. It's something that should make you angry and make you concerned and upset. We can do a lot. Certainly, if you want to get involved in the stoning issue itself, we have you can go to our website and we will push you to places where you can get involved. I think the more people you tell to see this movie, the more you get behind the people that are looking for reform in Iran.
Yeah.
It will be a lot of help.
Last question for you, Steve. What has been the reaction so far from the Islamic community, both inside and outside the United States?
Well, the film was banned in Iran a couple months ago, and then this week I just got something on the wire that said that they're officially outlawing stoning in Iran, or they're proposing that it be condemned in Iran, mm-hmm. which is very likely.
I see a cause and effect relationship here.
Yeah, it's very likely because our movie's coming out, you know. Otherwise, they don't talk about stonings.
You know, even if that were the only effect that this film had, probably worth the effort to make the film just that could have that happen in Iran.
Absolutely. I mean, it's happening.
An incredible testament.
So that's great. We haven't even released the film yet, and it's having an effect. So,
but any reaction from American Islamic Association or any Islamic groups in the United States?
No, but
did you try and screen it with them?
No, but we did stone it for. I'm sorry, stone it. We did screen it for several times for groups of Iranians and test screenings, official test screenings, so we could really weigh the scores. And they were our highest results came from that community. So,
excellent.
Than any other demographic. You know, we test women, we test men, we test 12 to 20 year olds, not 12, but all different categories. And the Iranian group was the highest. So they like the movie here in the
Very
United
good.
States. And I'm not going to go test it in Iran, but if you want to do it, we'll support you.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time, Steve McAvity. He is the CEO of Empower Pictures and the executive producer of The Stoning of Soraya M. in limited release this Friday. If you go see it, it certainly will get a wider release. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
I always appreciate your time. You're listening to Cresta in the Afternoon. Stay with us.